podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is the Manchester United Redcast. It's back for this season by Ladbrokes.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. Whatever you're doing, thank you so much. The final of this year. Well, we have to do some rounding up. We also look forward because we've got a cup competition to look forward to. The show is sponsored by Ladbrokes. For all the latest offers, go to bet.unitedredcast.net. My name's Edward Augustus Matthew Christopher Nestor. I'm the firstborn son of... Okay, maybe that's too much. That's kind of mood I'm in today. How are you, Benjamin Paul? How are you?
Benjamin Brian Robson Paul.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Do you know what? I'm so happy. It's over. Thank God. Out with this season, on with next season.
It's, you know, we were talking just a few minutes ago, and it is a bit like you've been so spoiled that, you know, you are second to what many of the independent experts are calling one of the best teams in Premiership history. You are second by quite some way in a transitional period. You are in the final of the FA Cup. You got to the knockout stages of indeed the Champions League. You've qualified comfortably for it next year. You've got some dead wood to get rid of. You've got one of the most fantastic and pragmatic managers there has ever been, and you're still an unhappy, ungrateful bastard.
Do you know what? You should be PR for the Metropolitan Police. You're good. You're really good.
But it does feel underwhelming, doesn't it?
And our points haul, let's not forget, 81 points, would have won the league back in 2016 and 2011. It's, but we are second in the league behind City. But that second is so way back. You're not driving up front with them. You're sitting in a limo in the boot.
Yeah, and yet somehow get this. I mean, notwithstanding that Liverpool are actually in the final of the Champions League, but you do get the feeling, and maybe it's a lower expectation that Chelsea and Man United fans and Arsenal fans are less happy than, I suppose, Tottenham, Liverpool and Man City fans. That at least in their playing style, Tottenham and Liverpool, who beat them three times out of four.
What a flourish to end the season. Liverpool, please, if there is a God up there, please answer my prayers, because don't let them walk off with another trophy.
They won't. It'd be unbearable.
It already is unbearable that they're even this close. But what a flourish to end on. 4-0. And they played with fluidity and style. Did you see the Tottenham game? I watched it on Match of the Day. 5-4. Amazing. Some of the goals that they pinged together, it was fluid. It was beautiful.
Behind three times. Mourinho isn't going to take that.
We won 1-0. We had one shot on target. That's the end of our season.
So are you're not great at... You're not happy about how far back behind Man City we are, but are you even less happy, as I suppose many of our supporters are, with our playing style?
Well, I think I speak on behalf of most United fans. We're not happy with the style of play. I think you can forgive being second to City. The points haul is a different thing, but you can forgive it because they are incredible. Let's make no qualms about that. They are incredible. But to be shown up week in, week out by the flourishing playing styles of Liverpool and Tottenham, and to a degree Arsenal, is embarrassing. That's how I feel.
So you'd prefer to be Arsenal now, sixth in the Premiership, roadmap to the Europa League, no. Not winning a trophy.
You know that's not what I'm saying.
No, I know, but I have to try and... because there's only two of us, I have to put the opposite side.
No, I think what... I'll try a Diane Abbott here. I will answer the question that I want to answer.
Well, okay.
The
any politician, actually.
Yeah, well, I think on behalf of me and all United fans, probably including yourself, it's a bit of everything. I think you can forgive being second to City, but we've scored, I think, 25 goals since Christmas, since New Year. That's Liverpool score that in probably 6 weeks. We are not the attacking force that we once were. And we have multi-million pound players on that pitch in every department, tens of millions. And yet, for some reason, the manager can't string them together like a creative attacking force. De Gea won the Golden Gloves. We let in fewer goals than we kept more clean sheets than any other club in the country. That's our trophy on the shelf. It's not the fact that we scored more goals than any other team. City scored 106 goals. I think we were fourth. Liverpool 84. There you go. Spurs 74. We scored 68 goals. And 25 of those came after January the 1st. We're not that flourishing attacking force that we once were, that we expect from United. If you give us exciting football, and I don't care if we win 5-4 against Leicester, if we win, I don't care if we let in four goals, it's entertainment.
But you've seen the kamikaze Kevin Keegan style of football. It doesn't work, not long term, it doesn't.
Well, I'd like to see it once and again, because I don't want to see us grind out nil nils and one nils like we've done over the last month. I don't want to see us lose and draw to clubs now, like.
Does he know what he do? I mean, we've lost to the three promoted teams, which is hugely disappointing. Does he know his best team? Does he know who he wants to get rid of?
I think he hates everybody. And I think they hate him. I think he wants to get rid of half of them. Unfortunately, I think he wants to get rid of some of the most talented ones. Yeah, we talk, you know, we talk every week about the dead weight. We talk about, and we could probably all name, every United fan could probably name the same six that they wouldn't be unhappy to see the back of. But unfortunately, I think he wants to get rid of some of the real talents. And I think Pogba could be on his way out. I think Martial could be on his way out. I think Rashford is falling further down the pecking order.
Well, he hasn't empowered them, has he? He said every week people ask me why we don't play anybody else, than Lukaku. Why we never drop Lukaku, who's got an ankle injury, which we're hoping is going to be all right for next week. And he says, now you see why. That's not the way you empower people.
No. Well, Rashford gets one attempt, one shot, and he scores. I think you can... I'm not taking anything away from Lukaku. He's actually a really good player. I really like him. And I think we do suffer when we're not with him. But coming back to Rashford, one chance, one goal. I love that kid and I want him to be able to have a big, bright future at United. But funny, talking of which, the crisp pass that came from the back of that midfield from Carrick that landed at Mata's feet, the instant control and the little tap over to Rashford. That was beautiful football, crafted by Carrick.
No longer going to be with us.
How much are we going to miss that guy?
Well, we'll miss him quite so much because he didn't play that often.
Yeah.
I suppose, when I'm looking at it now, Rashford cannot leave Manchester United and there must be a higher force than the manager to ensure that. So you look at what's happened in the Premiership. I would say Lukaku, I would say De Bruyne, and I would say Salah had pretty good seasons, all of whom were at Chelsea at some point or another, all of whom were allowed to go. And that worries me because you're buying people who go on to do... You see, Man United is the club, which the only club you're supposed to go and do better than you did at Man United is Ronaldo going to Real Madrid. I'll give you that. But actually, we're supposed to be one of the biggest clubs in the world, if not the biggest club in the world. So you don't leave this manager because he doesn't like the way you run back or whatever in order to go and do it. And that worries me. It's always worried me. His personality is such that it's my way or the highway. And that's all right if you're winning the big stuff. But it might have been a little while since Jose Mourinho has truly, not at Real Madrid in the back end of that. Chelsea, well, he won the Premiership, but, we saw what happened the following year. And then he's come to us. Europa Cup, fine. Kiddies Cup, fine. But that's not what we expect of Man United. And that surrender that we gave in the Champions League was pitiful.
There are certain turning points in the season, but that surrender against Sevilla... terrible.
Yeah. That and the first game against Liverpool, I would say, where we parked the bus. It was just like, what are we doing? And you would say that's the manager, not the players.
I would say that there's a lot of conjecture going about who is going to be bought this year. There's a lot of gossip. And amongst those mentioned, Neymar. 200 million plus. Edward Woodward wants to bring that big marquee signing to United. You've got Griezmann. You've got Fred.
You know who's coming? You know who's coming? I'll tell you who's coming.
Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale's coming.
Because we haven't got enough people playing on the left.
Well, it's not really the point. I think that there's some kind of deal going to be done with Tottenham, who've just been given an ultimatum by Pochettino. I've long thought Danny Rose is coming to Man United. It makes sense for him to come to Man United.
Parking that for one moment, we are talking 100 million pound players, 200 million pound players, but you can't keep throwing them at Mourinho expecting him to conjure some wonderful fluid playing style out of them. I'm not sure he knows what to do with any of these players, and it doesn't matter how much, how many.
But that's you. That's your personal beef with Mourinho. How many teams has he won the Champions League?
Yeah, but look at the proof now at United. Look at the proof at United. Has he brought the best out of Sanchez? Does Lukaku score prolifically? Is Martial one of the brightest young?
How many people have scored more goals than Lukaku? Well, yeah, Salah, Kane, but he's certainly up there. He's done better than Morata. And I was told at the beginning of this year, Morata was the person that we should have got. So you know, I understand your point, but I think...
I'm not sure he knows what to do with them. I think you can give him as many Galacticos as you want, but I'm not sure he'll turn it into
a
setup.
Yeah, and that's why I have to pick you up, because I know what you think, and certainly... Certainly, we're on WhatsApp groups. Everybody knows what you think about Jose Mourinho, but he has taken over what was a very rocky ship, and he has steadied it. He's given us two trophies. He's given us a legitimate qualification. 2 years he's managed, 2 years we've played in the Champions League, and you have to give the opportunity to build. Look at what's happened with Chelsea. Nobody knows what's going to happen with them this year, and that's because they keep revolving doors in terms of managers. Look at Sean Dyche at Burnley. They stayed with that guy. They got relegated. They came. We have... Apparently, Moyes would still be in charge of Manchester United on his original contract, which I find just amazing because we've gone so far past that now. I think you have to give him one more year.
Okay. I'll give him one more year.
Yeah, let me read some of those stats and then we'll talk about some plans after the interval. Won all 21 of our Premier League matches where we scored first. Only the second team to achieve this in Premier League history. Watford are now goalless in... Excuse me, Watford reading goalless. We're talking about Rashford, excuse me, has been involved in 17 goals in his last 18 starts at Old Trafford in all competition. 9 goals and 8 assists. Carrick, who we're going to miss, made his 481st and final Premiership appearance. This was his first start in the competition for 364 days. The one that you've already pointed out, Manchester United have kept more Premiership or Premier League clean sheets than any other team. There you go, in the calendar year. When we come back, we'll look forward, of course, to the FA Cup final. We'll also talk about the 5 or 6 that you talked about, as though everybody knew, Ben, will be leaving Manchester United, and also what our hopes are for the coming year.
This is the Manchester United Redcast. It's back for this season by Ladbrokes.
Welcome back to the Manchester United Redcast. My name's Eddie, his name is Ben, and we are going for it. Where do you want to start? Should we tidy up the Chelsea game? Because Chelsea, we talked about surrendering against Sevilla. I saw a surrender from Chelsea against Newcastle. I don't know what's going on there. They're going to be looking for a new manager. One imagines they want to hold on to Hazard. It can't look good for their structure to see three players they let go do magnificently well. It's all wrong, isn't it? Because it all looks like we should win it. And, you know, that is when those surprises happen.
Anything can happen in the FA Cup final. And, you know, it's one of the... There's very few trophies you can win. FA Cup's one of them. It's a great day out. I don't know. I think... I can see us winning that one. And I think we should enjoy the moment. And I wouldn't dismiss the FA Cup as being just another trophy. It's still a big trophy.
I think it's still a big one because it's, you know, it's on the Royal Wedding Day, but it's on a day where you imagine that on the beach, Man City will still be looking at it thinking, oh, I wish that was us. And that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I think, well, I would disagree with you.
No, I mean, as well as the Premier League.
Yeah, I mean, we won the dodgy treble last year, didn't we? The Europa League, the League Cup and the Charity Shield. That's the Poundland treble. We won the gold standard one in 99, and City still have to do that. They probably will at some point. I can't even think about the European Cup final, though. That one that's destroying me at the moment. If they get 6 to our 3, it doesn't matter that we got 20 to their 18 league victories. It's Europe is the big one.
The grass is always greener. Just take it from me. You always, as a man, want what you can't have. And you got 11 of them running up and down. And we've had the child of our goalkeeper win the Premiership before Liverpool have. You know, they, the Premier League, they haven't won
it. That's very good.
So, you know, in terms of that, you know, we'll always have that. The banter is very good, isn't it? You know, certainly us, Man City, everybody hates us, don't they? Which is quite right.
Do you know what? A lot of my friends are City fans, and they've been lifelong City fans because, you know, a third of Manchester probably do support City, two thirds being United. And they've said to me, do you know what? We get it. We get your hatred of Liverpool. We didn't necessarily get it before, but we do now. After their semi-final,
with the coach.
And seeing what the welcome and their treatment by the Scouse fans, they each turn to me and go, do you know what? We'll shake your hand. We will be rivals, but we'll be on friendly terms. But we share your absolute hatred of those Scouse.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very interesting place, and somebody who's toured, there is nowhere in this country that I've ever been that's like that. It's a truly, I mean, if you're on the good side of it, it's fantastic, but clearly you can't be because football is tribal. So it did not surprise me to see that, and I still imagine those sanctions will be forthcoming and they'll be pretty tough, won't they?
Yeah, well, I think if they win the European Cup, then they should be stripped of it and not allowed to play in it for 5 years.
So you see us winning the FA Cup?
Yeah, I was trying to think positively. We should win it, but we shouldn't tout it around as being, you know, the culmination of an excellent season. But it would be nice to have. We have to have a trophy. I mean, to that end, win trophies.
Yeah, absolutely. To that end, it was nice that he said we don't celebrate coming second, because that is exactly how everybody felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who exactly are you getting rid of, mate?
Who am I getting rid of?
Yeah, let's do this.
I'll tell you what, I'll get rid of that Rui Faria for one.
Let's get rid of
him. Oh, God, someone's beat me to it.
There must be some assistants seem to be, you know, disappearing. Liverpool one's gone. Arteta looks like he's going from Man City, and we've lost our assistant. There must come a point where everybody thinks it's my turn.
Do you think he actually thought, do you know what, I can't stand this Jose anymore, I want out? Or do you think he's now tipped to be the next, I think, Arsenal manager or any other manager? He's probably, you don't just walk away from the assistant job at United.
He says personal reasons, though, doesn't it?
He personally can't stand Jose? We probably have this discussion most weeks about who we get rid of, the dead weight. And I think that the list doesn't really change, but I think most United fans would get rid of Smalling, Rojo and Blint. And I think Darmian they'd probably get rid of, and Fellaini.
Fellaini's gone because he wants a... We wanted him to stay, but he's on a free. Yeah, so he'll coin it in, won't he?
And I think Garth Crooks made Ashley Young his left back of the year. So that means that Ashley Young's out.
No, it doesn't. He got 1 year contract, right? He got 1 year contracted. But I think you'll find that Luke's going to go to... It makes sense for Luke Shaw, if Pochettino stays, goes to Tottenham. Because he will get more out of him, won't he?
Do you know, it'd be nice for Pochettino to have one last season at Tottenham. Know that Daniel Levy ain't going to spend any more money and then come to United. Jose, after 3 years, will probably want to take on the PSG role. It's all, you know, friendly, roundabout football. But sure, yeah. I mean, he did well. He did well midweek.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw.
I've got to tell you that, I think, because that, I know you make it partly in jest. I think Pochettino is looking at Zizi's job.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I think that's the job he's looking at.
That's the problem.
And I think it would be, his only problem in terms of what he's got. I'd like him at Man United. But I think the problem for us and the problem for him at Real Madrid is, the last time we employed a manager hadn't won anything. It didn't go particularly well. And when you walk into that, okay, so Pochettino walks into Manchester United. He walks into Real Madrid. They're big time players there who have won things. And you come in as a manager and you want me to work hard in, you know, discipline and eating and all the kind of things that they say he puts you through. And you've not won anything. And it's really difficult because I know it's a bit materialistic and a bit shallow. But actually, you know, when you come there with those badges on, mate, you come there, you know, as somebody. And I think that will be the difficulty for him.
Yeah, it's a good point. And it's true. But I think coming back to the Luke Shaw thing, yeah, I think I don't want Danny Rose. He's a good player, but he's 27, 28. The average City player, I think, is 21 or 22.
That's what's
if you
scary.
Want to dominate for the next decade, stop by, you know, Matic, wonderful player. He's 29. Sanchez ain't getting any younger. I think there's not much change out of 28, 29.
Yep.
Danny Rose will come in. He'll be 27 going on 28. We've got to think young. Not Ashley Young.
I think Smalling isn't. But Ashley Young's in his 30s. I think
exactly.
You've got Valencia's got to be 29, 30. Yeah. I think there is a job to do there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a massive overhaul. But that's what I'm scared of, because we've spent nigh on half a billion quid in the last few years, and we don't have anything like the young infrastructure that City does. That's what that worries me. He can go out and buy £100 million, £200 million Galactic.
But the reason for that,
but we
is
need
that,
20. We yeah. need a squad of them.
The problem is that he's going to need results now. If he achieves only the same next year as he did this, then he'll want to go, and we'll want him to go.
Mm-hmm.
He has to win something substantial, and by substantial, I might be wrong, and I need your help on this. You win the Champions League or get through to the final, or you win the Premier League. Those are the only two that count. You don't keep your job by winning, I don't know, the Kariba Cup or the FA Cup. That's not what you
but
do.
But if he got close in the league and he started playing beautiful football, or nice football, attractive football, I think...
He's a pragmatist. How do you get a pragmatist to change their mind? You don't. He is... Every single piece of success he has is predicated on getting the players in front of him to play in the best possible way that he sees. That's why he didn't last at Chelsea the first or the second time. And that's why he can pick a fight with Pogba if he wants. But if Lukaku comes in on that fight, if Martial comes in on that fight, and if Rashford comes in on that fight, then you start to have what he had at Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some big personalities there. So I think there's some real interesting negotiations going on behind that. Let's take De Gea out of it, because clearly he's our player of the year, of the decade, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm.
And a superb individual, athlete, sports person, concentration levels of unbelievably high quality, right? So I give him all the props, and probably now right up there as one of the best goalkeepers in the world. I would say that.
Mm.
Who's our player of the year? Take him out of it, though. An outfield player.
Please. An outfield player. I think honourable mentions have got to go to Ashley Young. I think an honourable mention has got to go to Matic. Personally, he hasn't played all season, but when he has, he's come in and he's made the difference. I think I'd push for it. Young player of the year, Jesse Lingard.
Yeah.
Possibly
most improved player would be Jesse Lingard, definitely.
Mata always pulls in a good performance. I think Lukaku's been really, really solid.
Well, 30 goals in all competitions, that's what you want, isn't it?
So if
you
I
need
was
another
plumb,
striker.
If I was plumbing for it, I would say Lukaku player of the year, after De Gea, obviously. And I would say Lingard as a young player. What about you?
I think you give it to Lingard. I think for a guy who, when he got that 100 grand contract, I thought, what are we doing? Why? He's a bit part player, and he's come in and scored important goals. And it's his work ethic that's really impressed me. Mm. He runs and runs and runs and runs and runs and makes diagonal runs that are probably not going to get picked up, but actually he keeps making them. And he's become the type of player, I think, that Jose likes, in that he works for the team.
Well, thinking positively, thinking those kind of players who are young and are hungry, if you had Martial on the left, Lingard playing, he seems to have found himself playing number 10 and really comfortable there, Rashford up front, perhaps with Lukaku, or one or the other, you start looking at a team that are young, that can compete on a level with, you know, Sané and Martial could be peers. Lingard is... could be peerless. You can start matching player for player that we're with the best.
Yeah.
And I think, if thinking positively, I mean, I'd Luke Shaw in that, one of the best left backs, could still be one of the best left backs. I would put Eric Bailly in there because...
Yeah, I think so. You know, if he can get over his what seems to be an injury jinx.
Yeah, and I think young players, he's still young, they that's what happens, they can get over that. And I think once we bring back the Fosu Mensahs or the Axel Tanzabis with De Gea, I think we start looking at there a really strong... And Scott McTominay, I know that Gary Neville hasn't been particularly positive about him, but he is young. He's shown really great signs. And with Carrick on the bench guiding him, I think McTominay could be another one. I think, positively, if we can keep hold of those players, and stop buying 29-year-old players to fill in for the, you know, the future of United. We can start building a really attractive footballing side.
It does make you wonder how Aubameyang ended up at Arsenal, doesn't it? Because he scored, what, 10 in 14 or something like that. So he's done incredibly well. I think we need another one of those. I think that we're bringing a striker. I think you'll definitely need a midfield general. And I think you definitely need somebody to give options at the back. And I think you're right, there are... Smalling would do well to stay, I think. I think Blind would do well to stay. Darmian is out of the door. We know Fellaini's already gone. And I don't know why Rojo hasn't played more games. And this Petrovic, I don't know. We'll see. But there are definitely interesting moves to make. Not as happy as we would like to be, but you've ended it really positively, and I like that because I know how difficult that is for you. Listen, that's the end of the Manchester United Redcast for another season. Thank you, wherever you are around the world, for listening. Please keep your thoughts coming in, and I certainly think that we should be reading more emails and more contributions from people because we have ideas of what we think our club should be doing, but it would be nice to get some feedback from you, and I don't think you do. We do that enough. Personally, you can hit us up at Twitter. That's the Manchester United Redcast. So until next season, Benjamin.
Edward.
God bless you. Look after yourself, mate. And FA Cup final coming up. You know, Arsenal would like to be us. We know that. Chelsea would like to be us. We know that.
We are Arsenal. It'll be 1-0 to United.
Until next season. Come on, you Reds.
This is a Playback Media production. Get all the associated links for this podcast at unitedredcast.com.
This is the Manchester United Redcast. It's back for this season by Ladbrokes.
If you're a large organisation involved in managing, purchasing or making decisions on software licences, you need Livingston. Livingston provides the technology and a large team of experts to help you understand what software is installed on your network, who is using it and whether you purchase the right number of software licences to legally use it. This information can help you make smart business decisions when it comes to renegotiating software licensing agreements with large software publishers like Microsoft, Oracle, IBM and others, and when budgeting for software spend. To reduce the cost and risk of managing your software licenses, speak to Livingston today about our managed services. Over 50 multinationals across the world trust Livingston to manage their software licenses. Visit livingston-tech.com for more information.
What's your thoughts on Fulham? Chances are you don't think about them too much, but nice away day by the river, used to have a Michael Jackson statue, and once did quite well under Roy Hodgson. But that's probably about it, because chances are you're not a Fulham fan. However, if you do know someone that supports Fulham, maybe a mate or a colleague at work, please tell them about the Fulhamish podcast that I host every week looking at each Fulham game as it comes and goes, with a nice bit of quirkiness and humour along the way too. You can find Fulhamish at fulhamish.co.uk, and we're also available on all podcast platforms, including iTunes, Acast and playbackmedia.co.uk. That's Fulhamish, your weekly independent Fulham FC podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.